Welcome or welcome back to our PPC Life podcast, a space for all to listen and enjoy. Here at PPC, our mission is to make disciples who will in turn make other disciples. We are so glad you're joining us from wherever you are. We hope today's sermon encourages and blesses you.
Praise God. It's good to be back, and I thank God for just the pause. I continue in our series, Treasures of the Lord, as treasures in Psalm. Today, the message is Treasures of the Lord's Justice. And last week, Pastor Stefan stepped up, and my goodness, he preached up. Come on. Praise God. I was very proud of him. Thank you, Father, for the staff that you're raising up among us. Amen. Treasures of the Psalms, and today it's Treasures of the Lord's Justice. I'm going to begin with a video clip, and then I'll explain why I'm showing this clip.
I want to speak a message from Psalm 46, and a message from, I'm speaking a series at our church and all our campus, on our 11 sites and in France and throughout the French world on the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms is the most accessible, and it means, probably in the Bible for us, because it meets us directly where we live. The Psalms cover the full range, the whole gamut of human emotions and experiences in life and in our journey as believers, serving the Lord in all our relationships with men and with God. Someone said that to sum up the Psalms, the theme of the Psalms is life is hard, but God is good. Would you say it out loud? Life is hard, but God is good.
I feed myself by listening to some churches that I believe we're in the right DNA or we focus in the same DNA. And I'm always just blessed as I hear a confirmation. And week after week, I see these confirmations. Reverend Claude Hood pastors the largest church right now. I think it's the largest church in Canada. It's in Quebec. It's over 5,000 Nouvelle Vie. And God uses him mightily. As I was listening to Times Square 2 weeks ago, he was preaching. And he's preaching in Times Square. Now, his series would be in French, because Nouvelle Vie is completely French. And God confirmed to him to preach the book of Psalms in this summer. What did God confirm for PPC? Have you seen how many confirmations God has been giving us? So when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, he says, let the church hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. So I wanted to share that with you, because as he says, Psalms covers a full range of human emotions and experiences on our life journey. And it's both our journey with man and with God, so that we learn that even when life is hard, we must always remember that God is good. And it is with that same encouragement I bring you the message from Psalm chapter 7. Today. We're continuing Psalm 7. And so here we are. David is crying out to God for his mercy, for his help, for God to defend and protect him in every situation. And David ensures that he turns to God first and foremost. One of the problems today, my friends and my fellow believers, both here and online, is we do not turn to God first. We tend to be turning to people. Some of you turn to Instagram, you turn to your podcast, you turn to whoever has got a mantra, you turn to some friends. David, throughout the Psalms, will declare to you, there's one person I go to first and foremost. I do not mess up going to hear what others have to say. I take it first to God. Amen? So this is what I want to pull today to remind us, that the first person we must turn to is God. Today we're going to pray for university students. It's a great message for you, because when you go away, when you're some of you will be here, but you're turning to everything to give you an answer where only God has an answer. So turn to someone and say, turn to God first. Now look at the other person you didn't tell and tell them the same thing. Righteousness grants the Lord's protection. And David knew that if he lived right, acted right, behaved right, and went to God for everything, he would always have God's protection. What we need is to know in assurance we have God's protection. Not people can't protect you, only God can protect you. In fact, people really can't help you, only God is your help. What did David say? He's my very present help. In what? So let's turn it around today. And I'm asking you to hear this message and let it get inside your spirit. God, I've got to stop running to everybody to be my help. You are my help. And because you're my help, you will make heaven and earth move on my behalf, because you are a righteous God. Amen. So would you stand with me as we read today's psalm? Psalm chapter 7. Here we go. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors. Rescue me. If you don't, they will maul me like a lion, tearing me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done wrong or am guilty of injustice, if I have betrayed a friend or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground and drag my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in anger. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Wake up, my God, and bring justice. Gather the nations before you. Rule over them from on high. The Lord judges the nations. Declare me righteous, O Lord, for I am innocent, O Most High. End the evil of those who are wicked and defend the righteous, for you look deep within the mind and heart, O righteous God. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend his string and his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan on their own heads. Sorry, pardon me. The violence they plan falls on their own heads. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Verse 12, let me read it. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They're pregnant with trouble and they give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. If only we understood the word of the Lord. There are many who have changed their mind, but they've not repented. And changing your mind without repentance is not what the Bible advocates. When I change my mind, I must also repent. Change my behavior, change my living, change my action, change how I love, change how I live, change how I do. And so I'm going to encourage us today. Don't ever assume because you're in church that you don't have to repent. Amen? And that means before man and God. Somebody say it, before man and God. We're going to get it right because a generation is dying under the... Father, bless us today. Strengthen us. Help us and help this vessel. What I failed to communicate today, oh God, let the Spirit of the Lord sow it into the hearts of your people. With love and with compassion, I declare your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. For those online and those in-house, just going to mention... We had a little power glitch this morning. If the power goes off, I'll just continue to preach without it online. If the power goes off, we'll try to reset. Just saying that. I'm not sure if it's the power that's glitching or if it's my those floodlights that we also need another 10K to fix. That's so whichever, you know, we need a few 10Ks, okay? So just get ready. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 7. Trust in God leads to triumph in God. Trust in God. Psalm 7 is a list of penitent psalms. It falls in the list of penitent psalms, and we've been going through some of them, and there's still others. Psalm 102, Psalm 130, Psalm 143. These are all penitent, meaning repentant psalms. And in all of these psalms, David is crying out to God for justification in his situation. He's showing us how much he trusts in God regardless of his circumstances. He is not going to fight his own battle. He's leaving his battles to the Lord. He's learned how to triumph in God. And how do you triumph? It's to have a continuous assurance that if I'm living righteously, the righteous God will defend me. Amen? Amen? And so in the midst of negative situation, he chooses to remain positive. His desire is to leave the judgment to God while he himself focuses on becoming more righteous before God. Friends, there are many times we want to take the judgment and make the judgment. David says, if you're living righteously before God, leave the judgment to God. Do you know that we are a people, we love to see the judgment now? And God said, if you wait for it, you'll be shocked when I do it. Have you ever noticed that if you could do it, you would do it differently? But when God does it, you act. How many of you have prayed about something, and when God sends a judgment, you've had to go and pray and say, please, God, don't do that. Don't help them. Have you ever been there? You got to please God. Because when God, like he says, he'll string the bow, and he will shoot the arrow. Because when God is judging, he judges differently than how we would judge. Leave it to God, and God will answer our prayers. But God doesn't just answer our prayers because we pray them. He answers out of righteousness. Righteousness comes out of repentance. So these psalms are wow psalms. Lord, you're mighty. You're so mighty, we're so frail. God, you're so forgiving, we're so sinful. God, you're so gracious, we're so pitiful. God, you're so loving, kind, and God... We're learning, we're needing to learn how to be as loving and as kind. So we're in need of learning how to properly love God. And when we properly love God, we will properly love others. A big problem of the church worldwide, online, I'm speaking to you this morning. We don't truly love God, because if we love God fully, we're obedient to God's word regardless of the cost. And that's why so many people are vacillating. So many people are leaving. So many people get upset. I am surprised at the low level of Christianity that's continuing to come and infiltrate churches around the world. It's a very low level. I don't feel good. I don't like this. I didn't like that. I don't like that. I don't want that. And this is not what the kingdom is about. It's not my likes and my dislikes, my want and my no wants. It is, what is the word of God? How do I live it out? If I can't live it out now, how am I going to live it out when the Antichrist comes? How am I going to live it out when life really gets tough in the years to come? Gonna have to raise the standard. Online church, in-house church, raise the standard. And that means that when we raise it in our own life, we are assured of God's protection because he will protect us. David points out the Lord is our help, our protector, crowns us with goodness and glory, even when we're undeserving, even when we don't understand. He defines who the Lord Most High is. In Psalm 7, he's praying to the Lord Most High. The Lord Most High is the Lord Elohim. And David demonstrate the character of the Lord Elohim. Jehovah Elohim is the covenant-keeping God, the God of power, the God who defends his people, the Lord Most High, the Lord Elohim. He is a covenant-keeping God. What does that mean? Means that if I'm walking with the Lord and I'm doing my best to live righteously, I have a covenant with God, because my right hand is in his right hand, and no matter what the devil sends, he can't destroy, because God is going to be my restorer, my redeemer, my strength, and my defender. David encountered so much trouble in his lifetime. The Philistines hated and wanted him dead because he killed their powerful Goliath. Without Goliath, they were helpless. The Saul, the king, wanted him dead because he killed Goliath, showing that Saul was helpless, unfaithful, and fearful. Imagine, the Philistines hate him because he killed Goliath, and he killed Goliath for the king, and the king hates him because he killed Goliath. You can't win. You can't win. When you can't win, what do? You go back to God and say, God, I'm helpless, but you're my help. His son wanted him dead, which I preach in Psalm chapter 5. Because David would not compromise with sin. Therefore, he had to ostracize his own son. And Israel had to be purged of their sinfulness because David made a decision. So Absalom and his supporters wanted David dead. Even when you do right, people can want you down. But God is a God of righteousness. You still do right when you don't understand. And when you don't like the outcome, you don't change the outcome. Because you want the answer to be favorable to you. You trust God, who will bring favor in his right time. So the psalm is written in response. This Psalm 7 is response to slanderous accusations against David by folks who claimed he was trying to kill King Saul and take the kingdom away from Saul. Interesting. They were claiming David wants the kingship. David wants to take it from Saul. And the lesson here is what David did. Instead of trying to prove himself, in fact, remember, he had opportunity to kill Saul and he wouldn't touch the Lord's anointed. But when he realized this is it, he just fled himself. There are times you just got to stay quiet and let the thing settle itself. Anybody there where you just need, you're like, God, I can't keep quiet. How many know people, there's some people like, I'm not going to stay quiet. I'm going to take care of this. Sometimes David just fled and he left it all. He did that multiple times. The lesson here, don't try to strike back at your accusers or make retaliatory steps against them. He never did that and he never sought revenge. David did only one thing. He positioned himself and his need before God. We're going to get back to positioning ourselves before God. Position your need before your covenant keeping God. So friends, in all these trials, David kept a positive spirit. And what he did to survive the many threats upon his life was he put Jehovah Elohim before him. That's why he declared in another, I have set the Lord always before me. And that's what we have set the Lord before us. That's why for so many chapters, David keeps praying this strong. He prayed some vindicating prayer. You do not want me to preach Psalm 35. Every time I'm like struggling, I go, Lord, let me pick up something that David wrote. Psalm chapter 35. Strive with those who strive against me. Take up shield and buckler and come to. David had some woo. But if you're going to pray it, better have a righteousness in your own life. Or else God might strive against you. He prayed these prayers. He was clear in his conscience. He was innocent. He presented his innocence to God. And notice he keeps saying, God, I'm innocent. But even though he was innocent, he still had to deal with the threats and the slanders of the people around him. So he kept on telling God his troubles. Friends, we're in a day where everything seems to be retaliatory. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom is watch how God will take care of it. Amen? Can I just share with you, slander is one of the most difficult things to fight. A person's good name and reputation can be destroyed by deception and the destruction of people passing on one story after another without any truth being embedded in these stories. In fact, no, I said without any truth, but let me fix it. With only a little truth embedded in it, but the rest of it is just carried on gossip. I was going to do something today, and then I chose not to for the sake of time. Because you see, I was going to write a note and give it to someone like Abigail at the end. I was going to say, read the note, Abby, and share it with Eric, but drop something. And then Eric, share it pass it along. And by the time it got there, I was going to send a note over there for them to read the note. I just didn't have the time to do it. Do you know what would happen when the note got, when we, by the time we got over there? What is it? A completely different story. And amazing how when you begin to pass the thing along, by the time it gets to the end or comes back to you, you're like, whoa, how did we get so much in there when this is it? And, you know, friends, it is an interesting thing. Many times people are trying to defend someone or they're trying to upend someone. So they tell a story they think will be helpful, but the story takes on a life of its own. And here's what one writer says. Gossip and slander are difficult to unravel. Yet these two tools are Satan's favorite weapons. Now, all of you young people with your phone, you're only allowed to pull it out now. Snap that, because apparently even in school now, gossip and slander is the biggest thing. Even amongst, can I just tell you, even with our young kids, parents, I need you to know, even with our young ones, I'm hearing that gossip is the biggest thing because of the way social media gets them into this. So if parents, please talk to your kids and read this to them. Tell them gossip and slander are difficult to unravel. It's difficult to change. Yet it's the two tools that Satan uses as weapons against God's people. And here's the worst part about gossip and slander. It doesn't matter how much you try to prove the truth or tell the truth. Once a person's mind is poisoned by gossip or slander, you can hardly get them to listen to the truth. Anyone know what I'm talking about? You can dance the truth. You can get 10 people to come and tell them the truth. They will not believe it. Why? Because it is an insidious weapon of Satan. A lying spirit is sown into someone else's heart. And after that, they will buy every lie that is sold because the enemy has captured their mind because we should never receive it. It is a very insidious thing, and the church should never allow it to happen. Why? Satan's constant desires to tear the church apart. But David realized firsthand, while they were saying he wants to take the kingdom, he says, let me flee and leave it alone. Let me even hide from Saul. Let me protect Saul. And no matter what I do, it took until Saul's death for them, and even after Saul's death, there was a whole tribe that would not come back to David at first. Do you see how destructive it can be? But what do, friends? Constantly, consistently, penitently, talk to the Lord in prayer. Pastor, is that the only answer you're going to give me? Do you know what they said? Yes. I don't know exactly what they said, but constantly, consistently, penitently, talk to the Lord in prayer. Tell yourself this morning, I know. Do you know I could take care of them? Yes. Could you go talk to the Lord first in prayer, and he will guide you. Satan's constant desire, as I said, tear the church apart. And in this ungodly world, he roars like a lion looking for people to devour. There are many strong Christians that are not walking with the Lord anymore because they allowed a seed to get inside their spirit and the seed stole their journey. Do you know anyone? Stole their journey. Friends, I want to get to heaven. I can't remember where it says in Galatians, it says, don't let anybody trip you up. Do not allow anyone to trip you up. Not spouse, not child, not best friend, not no one. Because at the end of time, you're going to have to tell God, well, God, it's because so and so. He's going to say, what? Did you bring it to me? Stay alert. Stay alert. Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, stay alert. Watch out for your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for what? Okay, everyone read it with me. This is how we make sure it sticks in your spirit. Everyone read with me. But if you're going to say stay alert, don't go stay alert. Okay, here we go.
Stay alert.
Watch out. I didn't even notice that word. It just captured me when you said it. See, when you read the word, how it comes alive? Great enemy. I didn't even see that earlier. Lions are known to be the most powerful animal. They're feared by most other animals in the safari. However, even a large clan of hyenas. Hyenas are the scum of the desert. The scum. But even the scum of the desert can take down a lion if a lion isolates itself, if it's frail or sick or journeying alone. And if the isolated one becomes outnumbered by these predators, that's what the devil is. He's a predator. It can easily destroy that lone lion. A lone lion cannot fight off destructive predators. It's important to stay in a godly spiritual community. Those of you going away to university, those of you going to university right here in your cities, those of you worldwide going off to university, hear me clearly. It is important to stay in a godly spiritual community. It's not just the people you meet there that you're going to befriend. You need to make friendships in the house of the Lord and be connected to people in the house of the Lord in order for you to be protected on your journey. I want to show this clip. And Jordan's going to help me this morning. Just watch this clip for me. Don't get grossed out. Just say, God, there's a story in it.
Red has ventured out alone. And blundered straight into the middle of the hyena clan. He's trapped by over 20 of them. The pack tries to wear him down. This number of hyenas could kill him. It's impossible to fight them all at once. He can't keep them at bay for much longer. His ally, Tartu, has heard the commotion. Now the odds have changed. Even for 20 hyenas, a pair of male lions is too much to take on. Red is lucky.
Does that tell the story? I hope every university student can watch that. Because, and also, adults, many of you are drifting into isolation. Oh, I'm upset and I'm just keeping to myself. How many of you heard people keeping to themselves? Just keeping to myself. You will drive yourself crazy because you'll begin to listen to the horrible sound of the hyena. Did you hear that eerie sound? That's what the devil does. Oh, look what they did. Oh, she didn't look at you right. Oh, did you see when you walked past? Did you remember? You begin to hear and see things that are not true. Because the hyena has a sound that begins to destroy your spirit. We need each other. And many of you are coming to church. You're not making a friend. On September 13th, we're having all newcomers. We're having a lunch to get to know you. Show up and stop telling us, I don't know anybody. Well, we don't know you either. How are we going to know you until you show up? Well, I'm shy. Oh, please. Only at church. Come on, folks. We need each other. We need to build community. We need to get strong in the power of the Spirit. We need iron sharpens iron. Oh, people at church are so harsh. So are you. We all have different propensities. I'll tell you why I love preaching, why I love being your pastor. I know who I am. I know my faults and I know my hang-ups. And I'm very conscious of it, and I pray to the Lord to help me. If I didn't pray to the Lord, I would have told some of you off a long time ago. Oh, I would have. Every single person must take refuge in the Lord in order for the devil's tactics to be destroyed. Isolation weakens you. A lone person cannot fight off the devil's hungry pack, which is intended to destroy you. So just also young people, and parents, tell your kids this before they go off to school. Next week we're praying for them. But just because a pack of people accept a certain sin as normal does not make it right before the Lord. That's the language today that we're fighting. Oh, but everybody around me agrees with it. God doesn't agree with it. It's still wrong. And we need the community of believers to strengthen and stand up and help us to communicate this in a bigger picture. But some of you are vacillating, well, if that's the way they want, that's the way it is. I'm not committed first to what they want. I'm committed to what he wants. That is the way it must be. We've been changing who we are and what we believe by how we respond. Stand strong in the Lord and in his mighty power and be a support to those who need you. If somebody says, help me pray for this, don't, well, maybe, and did you do something, and why don't you try? We don't need all your advice. We need your prayer. Take it to the Lord and help have a great army that brings our kids back in alignment in the kingdom of God. We need more supporters. We need more lions showing up, going, they bit you. Do you know why they showed that last shot? To show you how much the hyenas had bitten him. But when the other lion showed up, that's all it needed. Some people need you to fight in these days with them, because the hyenas biting every part of their body. I just go to church Sundays and then I mind my business. But you've been telling your business to everybody else. It's interesting what you hear when you go out. I was somewhere, and someone shared with me, said, Pastor, I had to rebuke some lady who said, you know, that church over where that lady is, that it's falling apart. They're down to one service. I said to the person, I said, tell them to come and see if they can get a seat. Do you see how? Ephesians 6:11. Some folks are still laughing, going, you can't get a seat in on while we're just doing this for a season. Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 12. Put on the whole armor of God so you will be able to stand. Read it with me. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Friends, as long as you are truly committed to the Lord, you can take refuge in Him during any time of trouble. Any time of trouble or injustice. Psalm 7 is about the justice of God. You can appeal to Him for help and protection on the basis of your faithfulness to Almighty God. So when you want your prayers to be answered, be very conscious that your conviction is about the Word of God. That you have a clear conscience. Not what others tell you, but what Holy Spirit is revealing to you. When you want God to be your defense and your protector, Jehovah Elohim, the Lord Elohim, who is our covenant-keeping God, then you need to check your character. You need to check some things. Check your character. What are you doing that does not line up with the Word of God? Check your character. Check your devotion. How focused are you on giving all your heart, soul, mind to the things of God, into the Word of God, into worship? Check your devotion. There are many times, week after week, I say, don't show up. If you show up on time for church, you're late. Show up before the service begins, then be prepared to enter into worship. This is the only worship you do once a week, some of you, and you make it at the end. How can you be prepared for the Word of God? That's why the Word is not getting inside your soul, because the worship, it's a water for the Word. It makes the soil, hardened soil that you had all week, it softens it so the Word is deposited and will bear fruit. And I've said it a million times, I am so abandoned to the next generation, but many of you set such negative examples by your behavior and by what you choose as priority. I remember a couple of years ago when I started sharing this, it's 9 years here, I remember sharing this when I started, and someone said, you don't know what people go through on Sunday morning. No, and I don't know what you go through Monday morning, but you show up on time. We all have choices. And yes, there are reasons you may be late here and there, but when it's a consistency, it ain't about what you go through. It's about what you have not made a priority so that generations will want to come to worship. Do the kids want to come to worship? No, they don't, because many of them have never learned to come up to worship. Oh, I'm throwing it all in there today. It's in the soup. Check your truthfulness. Is there any deception that has crept into your life and causing you to see things wrongfully? Any deception? Because the devil is a roaring lion. He's a deceiver. Check your honor. Are you esteeming others better than you esteem yourself? Recognizing that God uses all people severally and equally, but He uses them differently. And so many times we need to check our honor. One of the cultures that I want to see restored here is the culture of honor. Every time I hear them say, that woman, I'm going, I'm sorry. I do not hear you address male pastors like that man. Just throwing it out there. Fits in Psalm 7. You don't want to know what I prayed. Yeah, checked your trustworthiness. Can God trust you with His mighty works? Folks, especially students, this is who you ought to be. Trust God despite the circumstance and be committed to God's word regardless of your current circumstance. Whatever you're going through, don't focus on your self-righteousness. Focus on being righteous before God. Bible says in John 16, 9 to 11, the world's sin is that it refuses to believe me. Righteous meaning God. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of the world has already been judged. God is going to judge the enemy, but don't let God have to judge you. Students, you are called by God to be blessed by God. And I want you to get to know who Jehovah Elohim is, the Lord Most High, the Lord who is your covenant God, the Lord who is always in control. I want you to know the Lord is in control, students, no matter what you're going through. You don't need to go take something to make you feel better. You don't need to get some cannabis pill or some cookie to make you get through your exam. Jehovah, your covenant-keeping God, will give you and advance you above and beyond any other. And God will work through your weakness to turn it into strength. He'll work through your sorrow to turn it into joy. He'll work through your confusion to take it into peace. But you've got to trust God. Jehovah Elohim, the mighty God, will be with you if you remain faithful. Let me just read this, and the worship team come and help me. Here's what a writer in a commentary says. Just as anyone who tosses a stone straight into the air is foolish enough to not move out of its way and then get struck on the head and wounded, is the foolishness of the one who thinks evil will never harm them. Such pride and arrogance will only lead to the enemy leading them down a more dangerous path, path they never thought they would ever end up on. And so I want to encourage you today, let repentance from the heart allows God to direct you into new path. God will take us into new path. Let God renew your heart and mind in this sinful world that we have no choice but to strive to navigate our own righteousness. So I close today with this. Every person, righteousness, there's self-righteousness and righteousness. Our righteousness must be in God, which means right living, right doing, right believing, right acting, right everything. Self-righteousness is, nobody can judge me. I judge myself because I know what I am. It comes with that arrogant attitude that keeps us non-repentant. Without repentance, there's no protection. Because Jehovah, in Psalm 7, David said, I could pray because God knows that I'm trusting him to be my covenant-keeping God and that I'm living righteously even when I have options to do otherwise. Amen? So every head bowed right now. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, I pray, oh God, for every person here this morning to, Lord God, check themselves, to check their devotion, to check, oh God, their attitude, to check their character, to check their truthfulness, to check their honoring, to check their trustworthiness, so that, oh God, they will call themselves blessed of God as they keep themselves planted in the palm of your hands. Renew hearts and mind in this place today in the name of Jesus. Lord Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, you're dependable, you're faithful, you're powerful, you're all-knowing, you're present, you're available for all things and at all times. Help us, oh God, to stop living a pseudo level, but oh God, to come before you so we can pray like David and no answers are going to come. Devil's going to back up and hyenas are not going to come around us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to encourage you, church, online and in-house. We all have to start checking ourselves. It's like, oh, I don't go to the altar. We're going to start doing some better altar times because we need to do some better repenting times. Not just for healing. All the time we come just when we want, but not when we should, not when we need to, so that we don't have to even come for that, those other things, because God is taking care of it. Amen?
Wow, what a powerful sermon. We're glad that you were able to join us and follow along. If we haven't had the chance to connect yet, check us out on our socials at MyPPCLife. To learn more about us and find ways to support our ministry, visit ppclife.ca. Thanks again, and we hope to see you next week.